brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to open up this hour to phone calls, but I want to ask listeners to do me the honor of actually calling in on the topic I want to discuss. Then you can add any other points you want. Long-time callers, first-time callers, I'm going to give the number out at the start of the next segment. In fact, I'll just give it out now. I want to discuss the zombiosis that's happening in the public and how people won't render aid, and that's in statistics, that's in FBI numbers, at record numbers. They won't help somebody that's in distress, a woman being raped, a woman being mugged, a man being mugged. Police won't help people being racially attacked. There's articles about that today we're going to be getting into. These are the big issues that have to be discussed. And if you won't render somebody else aid, you're not going to get aid yourself. It's a horrible society, and it's what kills civilizations. And the globalists have tried to breed this into us on record. They admit this. And that's really the ultimate sin in my world, in my worldview. I don't know if it is in your worldview, that taking people's individualism, taking their dynamic human spirit, their instincts away, and turning them into spectating biological androids that are trendy, there to just be programmed with the latest trend, the latest download. That is really the end of the soul. And that's the issue I want to discuss for some of this hour, into the next hour. Then Anthony Gucciardi is going to be joining us with his top story on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. It's also linked on the MightyDrudgeReport.com. In the middle of the top column, U.S. government orders 14 million dosages of potassium iodide, huge purchase linked to ongoing Fukushima crisis. And we're going to be breaking that down. Drudge has changed the headline to something even more powerful. It's nuke fear. Feds order 14 million dosages of potassium iodide. So we're going to be discussing that. There's a bunch of other Obamacare news, government promoting pedophilia news, huge NSA news. Were they in new Snowden documents, new NSA documents, the PowerPoint, you know, those screens where they describe to their own minions how things work? They call the public dumb zombies that don't know they're in 1984, just like Zuckerberg calls you dumb effers. And this is their attitude. And I mean, they'll tell you, oh, you're so smart, I love you, aren't death panels good, and talk to you in an NPR voice like you're 5 years old. I will talk to you like adults. I'm talking to new listeners. And you tune in, man, that's wacky. That guy's far out. No, reality's far out. And I can unequivocally say this. This radio show with human intelligence, because we all see through rose-colored glasses, as the Bible says, is as close to reality as you're going to get. I can really say that. It's no brag, just fact. And that's a really scary thing, that when I have all these other constitutional lawyers on and experts and NSA people and journalists, and I'm so immersed in this for 20 years, 18 years on air, since 1995, I'm so immersed in all the different angles of it that I almost always know more than my guest does about any subject they're on. They can usually augment, give me more. They know more than I do in some areas, but that's a scary thought. That a guy that went to community college for 2 years, and the reason I got out of it, I was about to go to UT, was I could tell it wasn't an education, it was an indoctrination. The RTF stuff I was learning was like 10-year-old garbage. I could see where the media was going in the future, and I didn't even think of myself in an arrogant way as super smart. I know there's super smart people out there that if they get into this knowledge and get into this information and outside the box studying how civilization really works from the globalist white papers, not how they say it works in the education level BS they put out, that there are people out there literally who are a lot smarter than I am on so many fronts, better orators, better looking, smarter, everything. You could save us with God's help. But you've got to believe in yourselves to be leaders. But I now realize, and it's not a power trip, it's very humbling, that all my background, being a fighter, being aggressive, not liking undue authority, all of it, that I've got an incredible responsibility, and I was born to fight tyranny.
The
facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was just back in the kitchen here at the InfoWars.com studios. And Dick Cheney was on Fox News, and he said out of his mouth, I believe it was live, said live, he just said minutes ago, I'm talking 5 minutes ago, 3 minutes ago, he just said Mohammed Karzai was a guy that was there when we needed him, and I will not say that he's corrupt, and basically he's a good guy. Ladies and gentlemen, Mohammed Karzai is a known mega narcotics trafficker. His brother, until he got killed, was the number one opium dealer in the world. Our government is there for 12 years to control the opium supply and to keep a war going for no-bid weapons contracts. We're not meant to win the war. That's why Obama swore we'd be gone in 2012, in 2014, now 2017. We're never leaving. And we did not go there to fight al-Qaeda. We went there to get control of the opium and to get control of the lithium that's worth trillions. Not for American companies, I want to add. That'd be bad enough if we did it and really tried to help America. This isn't an empire that's based in a country, like the old British Empire, where actually stuff came back to the home country to build it up. This is, and that's bad enough, but a lot more moral than literally they're extracting America, they're extracting Afghanistan. Look at how they're funding al-Qaeda in Libya, in Syria, in Egypt, you name it, because Saudi Arabia is in the middle of this, and they've been chosen by British intelligence since 1903 on record to take over that entire region, and they've basically done it. And then we put our so-called enemies in charge once they get in control, because the government-controlled media thinks you're so dumb, because the general public are zombies. We showed statistics earlier from CNN, Fox News reporting on it, that failure to render aid is exploding all over the Western world. You see somebody hit by a car on their bicycle, 100 cars will drive by. 1,000 cars will drive by. A cop gets out of his car, gets hit at a four-way stop for 45 minutes in Austin. Nobody helps him. They die. A woman seen being beat over the head with a lead pipe and raped for hours. She's raped for 30 minutes. It's a famous case in Toronto I covered a few years ago. But it happens all the time. And then she sat there bleeding in her miniskirt. And the guy at the telecom corporation on the third floor told all his employees, don't call the police and go back to work, and laughed at her, it came out. It was all, and they all followed orders. I mean, if I had a boss at a telecom and he sat there laughing, and I mean, number one, I see a guy raping a woman, I'm going to go down there and beat his butt. And it's not because I'm a tough guy. I mean, that's normal instinct. If I was at some place and my boss said, don't call the police, hey, look at her. You know, look at her naked there in the freezing, you know, rain. The old woman later died. I would have... And I'm sorry, I'd punch you in the nose. Because that's my daughter. That's my wife. That's my mother. That's my grandmother. You reap what you sow, folks. We've gotten rid of our common sense. And instead, though, the tattling's at record levels. Oh, my goodness. The neighbors saw Jimmy and Bobby playing with Nerf guns. Call the police. The cop shoots one of them. Or, oh, my gosh, John was in the backyard with his friend David playing Nerf guns, and so the school suspended him. I see this every couple days in the news. All over the country, it's always an old man who thinks he's still in America in a quasi-rural area where yuppies have moved in, and they see him cleaning a gun in their garage workshop. Every old man has a garage workshop. And they call the police, and the cops walk around the corner and shoot him. That just happened up in Fort Worth a few weeks ago. Or they take him to jail and say, well, the neighbor's scared of the gun. We're going to do a psychological evaluation. The guy's like, what? I'm cleaning my deer rifle. That's illegal on my property? Sorry, Mr. Johnson, or Mr. Chavez, or whatever your name is. We're going to take you to jail now. This is the mass mental illness where a woman is choking to death and no one helps her for a minute and a half till I walk out of the bathroom, and then they try to stop me from saving her life. Or where you try to warn people on the street corner. I mean, I've been to national parks and gone, the UN's taking over this park to restrict access and a buffer zone to local farmers. Here's the executive order. People are like, shut up, conspiracy theorist. That was on video. How long ago was that? 1997. So we're talking 13, 14, 15 plus years. And you could see me at the national park saying they're taking thousands of square miles around it. Gold mines they're shutting down. Ranches they're shutting down. Here's the executive orders. Anybody want to talk about it? And people are like, no, I don't want to talk about it. But people walk by and go, you're like that guy in that conspiracy theory movie that had just come out with Mel Gibson. And laughed at me. Or the last time I was at the Grand Canyon, and I got video of this, I'm around the corner at the visitor center. No one's around. I find the UN plaque that I had visited 15 years before. This was just last year. They built a new visitor center, a giant one at the Grand Canyon. The place is deserted. I go around there, and I'm doing a quick video talking about UNESCO, and a guy with an American flag hat and veteran stuff, Navy stuff on, walks over with his wife and goes, I can't believe the crap this guy's talking about. I can't believe an American. And I said, excuse me, sir? And he goes, whatever. Because he didn't like me pointing out that UN designation put our country under foreign control. I was the traitor for pointing out UN takeover. These people want to live in their pod. They want to watch Fox News or CNN all day, liberal or conservative. They want to feel like everything's all right. Everything is not all right. I get so upset I forget to breathe. Everything is not all right, ladies and gentlemen. Everything is not all right. And we have to admit there's a problem. So John Bowne sees a burning car with flames under it and a woman standing literally 2 feet from it. He parks a couple hundred yards away on a major road, 360, runs up to her, one of our news producers and hosts. He runs over, says, ma'am, get away. Ma'am, it takes her several minutes to get away from the car. We put the video up. The car blows up. Cars are driving right by the car as it later blows up and shoots flame out five feet in all directions before the police get there and the fire department, who then block the road and cleaned it off. I mean, just incredible. And then people complain on the YouTube video that we're being busybodies. No, I see my neighbor's kid throwing a fit and I see him spank him. That's legal and lawful. I don't call the police. I see my neighbor putting guns in their car to go shooting. I don't call the police. If I saw someone with a gun creeping around, I'd call the police. It's all body language. If I see somebody not paying their taxes, I'm not going to tattle on them. If I see somebody smoking pot, I'm not going to call the police on them. I can't tell you. Well, we've covered it and had the family on. How many people have their little kid taken because they go in to get a medical test done and they find marijuana in daddy's system, so they take the two-year-old, and a month later the child's dead in the custody of the CPS? I can't tell you how many people I know or run into who go to have a baby and who the mama was just at a party and had a low-level THC in her because she got secondhand marijuana smoke. Or so what if she took a hit of it? Shows it doesn't do anything to a fetus comparatively to other stuff in the environment. And then they come and take their baby. No one's warning you. No one's telling you about the real danger. I am a busybody here to tell you there's government kidnappers. I am a busybody telling you that almost everyone I know that owns 50, 60, 100 acres outside Austin, Hays County, Travis County, Williamson County, Californian liberals have moved here. Everyone I know, everyone including myself, I just didn't go out to the gate and answer it. When you shoot guns on your own property, legal and lawfully, the neighbors begin screaming in fear and call the police on you. I was out in the woods with my kids shooting 410 shotgun last year, and I looked over to not even the property next to me that a finger comes down of a 200-acre ranchette. There's only about an acre of it that comes down by the creek. Over that, about 4 or 5 acres away, I heard a woman screaming, they're shooting, run. Finished my shooting, went back in. Later, about 30 minutes later, saw the sheriff's department driving down by the road looking. I mean, this is the country we live in, folks. I live in the middle of the countryside, and if I fire a firearm on my own property, they call the police on me. Now, what I love is all of us and the neighbors have decided to shoot more, so they're shooting almost every day. There is every weekend, and so now the police don't come. We exercise our open carry, our open use of it, so the Californians learn. And I'm sorry, it's always Californians. Californians are colonizing Central Texas, and there's a lot of great Californians, you know, that have come here that are patriots, but the big wave that have ruined California are now coming here. So I want to talk about those zombies, the FaceTime, the screen time, the lowering of the IQ, all the studies, all the statistics, people losing touch with reality, people not rendering aid. How bad is it going to get in a narcissistic mass Stockholm syndrome collapse? Because I'm already seeing society collapse. They're not fixing vehicles. They're not fixing highways. They're not fixing railways. They're all falling apart worse in the world now. Education's imploding. IQ's imploding. Health's imploding. We are a cursed nation. How do you get someone out of the smartphones and out of the computers and out of watching 10 hours of television and video games a day? I use them, but literally only for communication, only to shoot videos and upload them on the spot, and then I turn it off and put it in a Faraday cage, a little bag, a little lead bag. And people laugh at that, just like they laughed 10 years ago when they come to my house, I'd have a sticker over the camera. And I said, the FBI activates that. They use it in federal court. It was all admitted then, but the media wouldn't touch it. Now people don't laugh about me sticking phones in a Faraday cage when I'm not using them. Now people don't laugh when they come over. Everybody's sticking the stickers on there and deactivating the microphone. Problem is they turn it on anyways. I told you they use OnStar to listen to you. Of course they do, without warrants. That's all been declassified or leaked. I know what I'm talking about is the point. And I'm not on a high horse here, folks. We've got to admit how bad it is and stand up against it. I want to hear from you on the zombiosis, what you're seeing in your area. People are either waking up more or they're getting more into the matrix. How do we wake them up? What are you seeing in your area? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. But as Howard Beale said in the great 1970s network, I don't know what all the answers are, but I know first you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. Now I want you to go to the window. I want you to stick your head out and say, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. My life has value. And that is where it begins. You got to get out of your trance yourself. I've got to get out of my trance. We've got to take proactive measures to pull out of the matrix. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
You've spent precious time and money preparing for emergencies. Your generator is good to go. You have plenty of extra fuel stored, but you're never truly ready without PRI fuel stabilizers. More than half of generator failures occur because the fuel has gone bad. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh and keep you ready for any disaster. That's why the pros rely on it and why you need it. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com for the dealer nearest you.
The challenge, creating delicious GMO-free foods with a 25-year shelf life. The solution, Numana Foods, a pioneer in healthy, storable foods. Our meals are GMO and gluten-free, contain no MSG aspartame or high-fructose corn syrup, and we never use chemicals or preservatives. Just good, healthy food at great prices. Call us today at 888-597-0775 or visit GMOfreefoodstorage.com. That's GMOfreefoodstorage.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. That's what trendiness is. Teasing people, putting them down if you don't adopt their political correctness. Hey, teacher, leave them kids alone. That's part of the song right here. Brainwasher, leave them kids alone. All in all. Out in California, they're going to teach first graders how to be transgender. That's AFP. NBC, Bay Area as well. An Italian court says a 60-year-old can grab your 11-year-old out of the backyard, rape him, and that it's love. That's actually what they that's actually what the court said. Well, you're going to be in love with my fist bashing your brains out. How's that sound? Let's go ahead and you touch my kids, you're dead. Period. Let's go to Artie in Tennessee, listening on WBCR 1470 AM. And what do you say about the zombie state? What are you seeing in your area?
Sir, it's downright scary here. You never thought this would happen in the Bible Belt. And what's really got me is a lot of people are into this Obamacare website. It tells you right on the website that the information will be shared. But here's something, sir, you may have not thought about. You can get exempt through a Christian healthcare sharing ministry.
You know, David Knight is part of that. He says it works great, and that's the power of the religious exemption, because Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion, proving the free exercise thereof. So that's the great, quote, waiver out of vaccines, everything. And, yes, he did a special report on that a few months ago, but tell folks about it.
Well, sir, but that's not really what's scaring me. What's scaring me is, yes, that's the great alternative, but the government's going to have record of all the Christians that have opted out of it, and I was just wondering, are they not going to use that as a database that when it times to start coming for the guillotine?
I totally agree with you, but we're way past that, brother. They have spied on everything. I mean, they know everybody's deepest, darkest secrets. They've got algorithms, and they've got psychological databases. We're already all on the list, and we've got to go public. That's the answer. People always say, aren't you paranoid? They're going to come get you. No, I'm the opposite of paranoid. I'm paranoid they're going to win and that we're not going to warn as many people as we can. Because, look, when this system finally goes into place, and that's a foregone conclusion, the beast system's going to happen. Imagine all the work we've done to wake people up. That's what the Bible says. There'll be the greatest awakening and coming to God that world's ever seen. Because when everybody remembers what we said, we're going to fall to evil. The beast will wage war against the saints and overcome them. But that's only round one, brother. And I'm in this for the long haul. I mean, I absolutely know that it's all being fulfilled. And we don't know if it's this year or 20 years from now or 100. The eye has not seen, the ear has not heard what's going to happen. But the point is that I'm fully committed to this because we're worried about people's souls. And look at what the New World Order does. It literally steals the intellect. It steals the spark of humanity. These people have dead eyes, these zombies. They have been literally sucked dry. We're fighting spiritual body snatchers. We're in a science fiction movie. It's all around us. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Corey in Tennessee. No, in Connecticut. Corey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you been, bud?
Pretty good, brother.
Hey, just real quick pointers dealing with that. Obviously, with your Apple iPhone crap and all this other stuff, you got to deal with the stand down or stare down generation, so to speak, is what I call it. But it's more and more prevalent. Something that sparked my interest the other day that really got me into this is like the zombification is your news article that you did just the other day. Even if you could put that on screen for your viewers about what just happened here in Connecticut. I work literally next to where that news report came from, and it was interesting going down, talking to viewers, and also talking to the people standing in line. I actually got to do that on my lunch break, and it's just very, very intriguing because the number one question that came up that day about, like, even the zombification, so to speak, of the mindset is everyone in that line is still questioning Sandy Hook. And now it's being talked about on all the news, local news affiliates here in the state.
By the way, that would have been a mega viral video. As a citizen journalist, you just keep a camera with you or your devil phone with you, but you can get some good out of the devil that way. Is that if you'd have gone over and videotaped you talking to the folks lined up to turn their guns in, just hundreds and hundreds of them lined up to register them to then have them basically taken, that would have been an incredibly important report. In fact, we almost tried to send a reporter there, but we don't know if those lines were continuing. Stay there. I want to come back and find out more from you on the other side. Then Frank, Karen, Chris, Jim, and others. It's the first show of the new year, January 1st, 2014. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
So that's why.
It's not about food.
We're going to dumb them down.
It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Back to your phone calls here, finishing up with Corey in Connecticut. For those that don't know, we can probably pull up some of the video of the media approvingly. Oh, look at folks in Connecticut, just like in England, just like in Australia, lining up to register their legally owned firearms. And then, of course, you know what the next step is. They always ban them. New York State is now using gun registration from years past, like New York did in the 50s. To now order the guns handed back in. And the goal of the Brady Center and all of them is victim disarmament. So people lined up like good slaves to register their firearms. And we were talking to the caller, which I wish he'd have shot video of this, and he said he was talking to the crowds, and they were questioning Sandy Hook. Well, they bulldozed the building. and they won't allow any of it released, probably so they can produce fake video and audio, which is very easy to do. And they can show Godzilla attacking any building they want, or show Kennedy saying things he never said, or John Wayne pitching products, you know, 20-something years after he's dead. Hard to believe John Wayne's been dead since, like, what, 1980, 1981? I forget when he died. But that's longer than that. It's like 30 years. It's weird to get old. But we are taking your calls right now about the public and this zombie-like trance that they're getting deeper and deeper into. Corey, quantify what you were saying. You were talking to the folks at your lunch break because you're at the building right next to where this was happening, and describe what you saw.
Pretty much the line that the news local news agency had shot was the many multiplicities of the gun owners coming in, and it's amazing because now if you really think about it, all their faces are now on camera for the public to see that, oh, these are the people that are going to go turn their guns in, but that's just another side story.
No. I mean, the feds admit that's why they pay for voluntary DNA checkpoints. Now they're making them mandatory just to get the cops trained, every people that we've done this before. That's how it always works. The gun buyback programs are to create the idea that guns are bad and the image of you turning them into police. It's total Pavlovian conditioning. Go ahead.
No, but going along with that, of all the things that stemmed out of this, obviously the law was created because of a certain circumstance here, and that was Sandy Hook, and I'm not one to be one of those people that want to go out and write blogs about the craziness that's going on with that school, but I'm a man of following the money, and at my position, I'm able to do so because I speak with police officers not only in that area, but even state police after they released that Sandy Hook report. But the number one thing on the airwaves up here in the past few days since that report has been released, that neither WTIC, 1080 News, which is one of the big affiliates here up in Connecticut, New England, they will not touch on this one topic because of the police report. And digging further into this, following the money, the donations, I had been going through YouTube checking out news clips and stuff because it's affecting me personally, as long with friends, and they want answers. People of Connecticut want answers because this was created out of...
Well, we know there were multiple people in camo and black pants, the same outfit that was seen, later caught on helicopter. Then the media denied those arrests had been made, and then later said, well, it's restricted access, but it was anti-terror units from nearby counties. I mean, man, and then I'm not saying people didn't really die, folks, but they definitely had actors rolling out with BS. I mean, it's we don't know really what happened, but the official story is not true.
Yes, and that's leading into my next point. I'm going to pay attention to the facts on that. But the thing that most people do not know is 2 weeks after the incident, I had created a post regarding GE. If you guys remember the report on Adam Lanza with the DNA test of the evil gene. But I didn't really understand what GE was all about at the time. And then I started digging in more to the people within the town and the local communities. And a Danbury officer who just recently retired in the past 2 weeks, who was a canine officer, brought me up on something dealing with a police report, dealing with jurisdiction, that no one in the country is challenging as to why the Connecticut State Police wrote this report. And it's now starting to become more massive in the public here because...
But quantify for those that don't know what the report is, because people always call in thinking everyone knows what you're talking about.
I'm sorry. The state police here in Connecticut released the Sandy Hook report a few days ago regarding the audio, visual pictures, and the some of thousands of pages of documents, which was obviously put there in place after reviewing them for about 8 hours straight, and multiple people have done that.
Okay, get to the meat.
State police. I'm sorry about that. Basically, they're leaving out evidence regarding a man named John Trentacosta, I believe is his name. Through all the video reports, they're not telling you that all the Sandy Hook money is being funneled through the Federal Reserve, because I just recently found out that the neighbor of Adam Lanza, to where all the police were actually being located that morning, nobody paid attention to the video reports from the helicopters, but all the police were at the next-door neighbor's house, which is John Trentacosta.
All right, well, listen, what you should do is you should do another report on this so that people can actually follow the links you're talking about and investigate it. I appreciate your call. Look, we know Aurora was a staged mind control operation. I'm not going to spend an hour going into that. We've done it. Look it up. It was run by the Pentagon in a government mind control program. He was in a super advanced classified DARPA brain interface program with the Air Force. He was handled by a top Air Force psychiatrist who formerly commanded a major base in San Antonio and was not taking patients previously, who had all of the notebooks and things. He said, "I was under mind control." He told people in the jail that. They confirmed it. Later, they tried to say he wasn't next to cells. Turned out he was. I mean, I'm not going to go into the whole deal. Multiple shooters, smoke grenades before. You get somebody drugged up who isn't even doing the shooting. You do the shooting. Then the person on drugs doesn't remember. I mean, that's one way to do it. And that's what happened there. So if they would do that there, and we're able to prove that that was a staged event. Boston bombing, I don't want to take an hour doing this. It's the same deal there as well. If you're a new listener, just go look at our Boston bombing coverage from a year ago, or less than a year ago. And you're going to see all sorts of stuff like this in the new year as well. But there's one of the headlines. Colorado shooter was under psychiatric care of ex-U.S. Air Force doctor. That's London Independent. And then it just goes through it all. Ladies and gentlemen, his dad was in high-level black ops, developing the top-level algorithms for so much of the stuff going on in the stock market. He was under a DARPA program in brain interface. That's just like Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was in the MKUltra program for 10 years. That was declassified after he was arrested. But only the LA Times reported on it. The Alexis shooter, Patsy, from the Naval Yard, said he was under mind control. And he had a top security clearance. He had a secret clearance, not a top secret clearance. He was in a top secret area, an area holding top secret compartments, put to you that way, and he kept calling the police saying, "They're in my mind, they're mind controlling me." Folks, you do that repeatedly and call the police, and you're going to lose your security clearance, but he's able to go in and do all this. I mean, I could just go on for hours. They're running Patsy operations. Turns out, Tamerlan Tsarnaev told friends and family, it's coming out in court, he was in the CIA and under mind control. And it's not like he was some schizophrenic. The FBI lied and said they didn't know who he was. And for 2 days, who is this on the news? So they start desperately calling the FBI saying, "What are you doing? We're part of an operation with you." And the older brother had been sent to Chechnya in operations with the CIA, and it had his cover blown 2 years before the Boston bombing by the Russian intelligence services. And that's mainstream news. It's not like he says he was under mind control and then there's no proof. This is literal born supremacy type stuff. Every stinking one of them. And yes, Sandy Hook was a real school with real kids, but you had to have actors there with cutout families who weren't assigned to the school who could then come out and put out the PR. Because, man, you watch it. I've seen Anderson Cooper, who's CIA, on record again. You don't believe me, just search it. His nose disappearing in green screen. I've seen it over and over again. Not video breakup, folks. No, green screen. We have green screen, too. I've worked with it for 18 years. You see my Access television show with a green screen behind me. I mean, I know what green screen looks like. They weren't in downtown, that area of Sandy Hook. They weren't. They were doing fake stuff. I saw shots where there's green screen and it's looping where the paper's blowing and then it blows again the same way. It's like, oh my gosh, they think we're so dumb. I don't know what they did at Sandy Hook. I know what they did with Boston bombing. I know what they did. And this is freaking me out. I wish this wasn't real. I wish this wasn't true, ladies and gentlemen. It makes me physically sick when a caller starts bringing this stuff up, and I almost don't want to know anymore. I mean, I know what people are talking about. It is so incredibly frustrating. By the way, I'm not just saying Anderson Cooper, CIA. He admits he is. And I mean the bad people at the CIA. And I don't know exactly what they pulled there, but it's bad. With all their Democratic Party operatives clearly out there reading scripts, clearly out there doing these pieces. Some of them start breaking down laughing. What they did is they had a drill. They had some people involved. I believe they killed some real people. Because they always enjoy that. But then there was some other setup stuff. Just like on 9/11, they had script readers suddenly all over the news within 15 minutes saying the same message. Former CIA director's name. And then on the ground, guys in ball caps clearly reading lines, clearly professional, going, well, the planes just slammed in and the jet fuel went in, causing a pancaking effect, and then the towers came down. Thank you. And then they'd cut to the next person. And they weren't interviewing a bunch of people. They would just cut to, we have one guy on the street who thinks he knows what happened. And you know, after they started collapsing, within 15 minutes of that. And I was sitting there watching it, and it's just, you know something when it's fake. I mean, it's simple, especially when you work in media, ladies and gentlemen. It is really, 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 really interesting, and it needs to be investigated. Yeah, go ahead and show that video. Go ahead. I mean, this is a sad father who's sad here, though. I'm not saying it's staged. He's laughing, he's smiling, and then he walks up and then starts crying. And then we saw a whole bunch of other parents do the exact same thing. And, of course, you know, I took acting classes. I've been in some big movies. You see people get into method acting and get into the zone, and you know exactly what. I've seen actors do exactly what this father did when they start huffing and puffing to cry. But I think this was real, don't you? I think when Glenn Beck would cry on TV, it was real, too. Yeah, no, I'm not talking about that guy. I'm not saying that's fake, like people said. Oh, no. Okay, I'm going to go to your phone calls talking about the zombiosis of the general population. But I want to play this report from a year ago, the premiere of Rex Jones. He's now 11 years old. And when folks watch this video, Terrorism 101 by Rex Jones, he literally came up with this himself listening to the show. He's smarter than most adults I know. He speaks with a British accent in it, not because he's British, as the conspiracy now is, because his mother didn't want his face on TV yet, so he wore a Guy Fawkes mask, you know, like Guy Fawkes telling you about this terror being staged in that movie V for Vendetta. And so that's why he's wearing the Guy Fawkes mask and speaks with a British accent. For the people that can't seem to figure that out there. But here is his report. Now that we have the globalists activating staged terror attacks through the Saudi Arabians all over southern Russia to destabilize the Olympics, as promised, as payment back to Putin for daring to not let them put al-Qaeda in charge of Syria and murder all the Christians, now as payback, they're doing this. Here is his report, Terrorism 101.
Hello, your friendly neighborhood patriot here for an episode of How Terrorism Really Works. First off, our terrorist group needs a scary name. Can you say LCIADA? Let's try again. LCIADA. Ah, it does roll off the tongue. LCIADA. It's a perfect name. Now let's say the green piece here represents the terrorists. The terrorists then move into Pakistan or Afghanistan or whatever stan is not under anchor control. The media then joins in to hype up the terror threat.
Dry hand operates with impunity from safe havens inside Pakistan.
Once the terror threat is established, the banksters, puppets, send in the troops to take out the terrorists they put in there in the first place. Then the bankers install their own dictator to take control of the resources and oppress the people. As a bonus, the banks, via the black ops and intelligence agencies, will then ship the drugs back into the host country so they can imprison their own citizens for using the drugs, make huge profits selling the drugs which finance other terror operations around the globe, and the cherry on the top is billions upon billions made on money laundering operations for the bankers.
In a sense, you're watching as this opium is being grown. I know it grinds at your gut. How do you deal with it? What are you doing about it?
Well, frankly, this is a part of their culture. So while it might grind in my gut, it's what they do.
And if the citizens of the host country gets wise to these schemes or gets uppity, the banks via media will hype a nuclear terror threat or an underwear bomber or a Christmas tree bomber. Any excuse to take the American people's rights. Well, that just about wraps it up for Terrorism 101, How Terrorism Really Works. I'm your friendly neighborhood patriot. And now remember what Big Brother and other authoritarians say. Whatever you do, don't visit Infowars.com. Oh no, the control freaks don't like it.
All right. right. Good job, my son. My apprentice. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, we can laugh about it, but that's what's really going on. They staged the Boston bombing. They staged Aurora. Sandy Hook has every trapping of being staged. They bare minimum staged a bunch of stuff after as a PR push to get our guns. We know that. And Bloomberg kind of jumped the gun, too, and put orders out the day before to prepare an offensive against guns with their social networks. So, I mean, people false start in swimming and running and in the NFL. You know, you'll get a false start. I mean, it's understandable. You guys announced that the World Trade Center 7 had fallen an hour before it did and 25 minutes before it did, exactly as it did then completely collapse. And it turned out it was a Reuters talking point loaded by the CIA into the BBC databanks. As we predicted, we could look at it and tell where it came from. So, you know, jumping the guns, kind of like they published that Kennedy had been killed by Lee Harvey Oswald in the Eastern Press 2 hours before he was even, his name was released. You know, you guys kind of screw up a little bit sometimes. Anthony Gucciardi has a new key report up on Infowars.com that just went live. Did the government just buy 14 million dosages of potassium iodide because they're worried about Fukushima blowing up again? He'll be joining us coming up. But first, your phone calls. Thanks for being patient.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
I'm going to your calls. Frank and Chris, Shauna, Jim, Karen, we're going to get to all of you. Just briefly, 2 weeks ago we reported on this and broke this at InfoWars.com. Now ABC News is rolling it out. The black boxes that by law are in all the cars are meant to track everywhere you go by wireless internet. It's being done globally, just like all the new appliances have this to track, control, and tax you. And now they're going to try to make it mandatory that they be activated in the name of safety. like the new Toyotas and others have, where it beeps when you get close to another car. And then it's going to report back your bad driving. Then your insurance is going to go up. And then they're going to make you go to robot cars where your insurance is more if the robot doesn't control things. This has all been announced. So they're coming for your cars. They're coming for your freedom. And everything else I've told you is coming true. Are you going to fight this is a question. Feds may require cars to track each other to avoid crashes. See, it's all nanny state. Oh, they need GPS tracking of all cell phones in the 96 law for your safety so they can track and listen to you. They want to make it illegal now to put your phone in a lead-lined bag so they can't track you. They are out of control crooks, and they don't care about your safety. They hate you. Get it through your heads. And all the morons that work for the feds that are going along with this and the corporations, you're going to be destroyed as well by this system, you fools. Briefly, ladies and gentlemen, we got Gucciardi coming up about the feds buying 14 million packages of iodine for radiation event, the biggest purchase ever, bigger than during Fukushima. That's in an article up on Infowars.com. Gucciardi just wrote another one. Is the government stockpiling iodine in preparation for Fukushima meltdown? We have the best nascent iodine available. That's why I ran into this and used it and had such great health effects personally that I said, that's it. Nobody knows about this. And nobody manufactures in bulk true nascent iodine, you know, that turns blue-purple on paper, not black like the other so-called nascent iodine. This stuff is incredible. It's purely absorbed right into the cells. It's amazing. InfoWarsLife.com. Survival Shield. Now, you get it in a 2-ounce bottle under the fluoride shield with five other key ingredients that's supercharged, taking out the fluoride, you name it, not just the radioactive isotopes. InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchase makes the broadcast possible. But I would make the New Year's resolution, you know, just try it. And if you, I've had no one say it was hype. But if you try it and don't like it, you support the broadcast. I mean, and supported the free speech. So what do you got to lose? InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We got the great Chiapas-grown coffee with all the trace minerals and stuff, volcanic soil, best coffee out there. You've heard the rave reviews. InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, let's go to your calls. We'll get to one call now. The rest coming up before Gucciardi joins us. Let's talk to Frank in North Carolina. Thanks for holding, brother. You're on the air.
Yes, I called in specifically to talk about the zombie syndrome that I'm seeing around here. But first off, sir, I really resent what Jim Dunn said when you said that that criminal elements within inside the U.S. government would attack American people to stage an event to pose as a savior, sir. That's just outrageous.
They never do that, even though they've been caught over and over again.
Well, if they ever did it, it was back in history, sir, and that kind of thing don't happen. It don't happen in the USA, sir.
That's right. Everything's good around here.
America! America.
I actually had a guy do that at the Grand Canyon. I was, like, privately videotaping something talking about UN takeover, and he walked over like he wanted to attack me.
Yeah.
Traitor. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, one thing I've noticed here, I'm a North Carolina native, but I only live about 10 minutes from the South Carolina border. And I'd like to spend more time there. In fact, I think I'd like to move there sometime soon. But
start getting to that point, and then we'll finish up in the next segment. But tell us about it.
Well, there's no spirit of any patriotism, not really, not a spirit of liberty or anything, where I live in North Carolina. Now, it could just be my area of North Carolina. But once you cross the border into South Carolina, you start seeing Gadsden flags everywhere. And I'm just...
That's because it's the Southerner culture that's now readopted liberty and the Gadsden. Stay there.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.